Virginia's marijuana law may or may not exist right now, and that is not a metaphor. When lawmakers revived legal cannabis sales through budget language instead of a standalone bill, they may have accidentally let existing criminal penalties lapse on July 1st, creating a possible one-year enforcement gap before the new retail framework starts in July 2027. Virginia State Police Superintendent Colonel Jeff Katz went on X to knock down rumors after an internal agency email leaked. Until the Attorney General issues a formal opinion, prosecutors and troopers across the Commonwealth are working from different scripts. Separately, the assault weapons ban is now blocked by two judges, upheld by one, and a fourth ruling is still pending. A Washington County judge clarified his injunction applies statewide, not just to the plaintiffs, making enforcement a legal geography problem rather than a statewide standard. In Loudoun, the clock is still running on the Route 3A transmission line through Vicky Hughes' backyard in Ashburn. The school board has until July 20th before the SCC loses jurisdiction to change its order. School board chair. April. Chandler says no decision has been made. In Beaufort County, new analysis finds Google's planned data center would rank 8th globally by water use, landing that story squarely in the middle of a statewide fight over data center siting and taxation. Two ways to give back this weekend. In Hampton Roads, Inhabit Hospice is looking for summertime volunteers in the Virginia Beach area. In Richmond, from the Heart Stitchers, is collecting hygiene items to assemble bags for unsheltered people in Chesterfield County. Donations welcome now. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.